So y'all stop calling as much and you don't hang out as much. You see them sometimes on social media. You ain't even noticed that they moved. The last B-Day party passed without an Evite. Great, because I can't stand parties, okay? But damn, is it like that? And sometimes it is like that. People change, relationships change, and dynamics change. And holding on to who can't keep up is exhausting. I have friends from middle school, high school, my first job, second to my current job. But I don't have to talk to them every day. I don't have to see them every day. Because we are real about our availability and our capacity to be involved in each other's lives. And I will not be at every brunch, birthday, reveal, engagement, baby shower, group trip. I'm just not going to be there. And I'm okay with not being there. I don't feel a way that I'm not in the wedding. I don't feel a way that I'm not your best lady or whatever that is. I don't want to be in it. But if I choose to be a part of the experience, I'll show up. And when life aligns and money is drippy and mama got free time, I will. But other than that, I'm not stressing when I can't. Because life is full of choices. And what's so funny is when you treat people great, show up for them, listen, give to them effort, time, consideration, they'll never see it that way when you pull back. And when you pull back based upon something that they did and they chose to do, then you become no longer loyal. I think that's funny and convenient. You can walk around life choosing to have regrets with people or choosing not to have regrets with people. You can live a life where you meet people and people stick around for a short time, or people stick around for a long time. But you have to peep how they treat other people. You have to pay attention to how they're accountable for certain things that they say and certain things that they do. You have to pay attention to how they prioritize things for themselves and other people that they say they care about. You definitely have to peep how they deal with conflict. And when they don't get what they want, what does their verbiage sound like? How do they shift in that? Because the way a lot of people who you assume are for you, who you assume are, you know, your people, quote unquote, the way they might clap for you in the public eye, but hate that the opportunity isn't theirs, it happens all the time. When the confidence sounds good, but deep down, they struggle with the faith in themselves, it becomes obvious because they don't know how to park their emotions for the sake of this right here is not about you. This right here is me giving you a boundary. So the way that they push past a boundary that you're giving them is by having a bigger problem where they have to be the victim because you're choosing a decision that's about your shit that they don't like. Okay? So you have to peep when things are not matching. The words are not matching. We all have things that we have to grow through, and a lot of us are bullshitting about doing that self-work. And to be a good person, you have to figure out what's this common thing that keeps happening with different people when it comes to me. And you have to figure out what that is. You have to figure out why that is. Because friends require multiple minds and multiple moments of effort, right? And grace and empathy and being okay with someone making a decision that you wanted. Because if you wanted to stay in it and I didn't, that says something. Yet the one who's never left because the situation was comfortable or whatever was happening was benefiting them, they're hella comfortable. The one that stuck around and somebody took their energy with them and dipped, how do you then become the victim? There has to be something that happened for someone who was doing all of these things for you, showing up for you a certain way, to completely be good with not doing that shit anymore. But what's so funny is the people that sit around, gather around and hear the story because it sounds so good. They don't pry. They don't ask questions. Well, what would make this person do this? Well, I understand this. Well, this person stuck with you through this. This person did this. This person, all of these great things that people have seen this person show up for you in the space of. Say to you, show effort to you. When a lot of people didn't. When a lot of people wouldn't. And all of a sudden they chose to get up and be done with it. That says more about you than it says about that person. Your circle keeps getting smaller. That says more about you than it says about everybody else. But if you don't take the time to look at, okay, what is the thing that I'm doing that's keeping this happening? People just gonna be dropping like flies around you. Okay? And sometimes flies drop because there's something there that's killing it. Okay? Sometimes people gather around because something smells shitty. And that shitty thing has nothing to do with them. They just want to hear the good story. But if the story is being told the halfway, and it's not the full story, and you're leaving things out because it's convenient, and you're leaving things out because how is somebody supposed to respond to somebody that you blocked? How is somebody supposed to respond to something that you're not telling them directly? How is somebody supposed to defend something that you're not saying, because if you put that in, that'll make you sound a certain way? There's always multiple sides to a situation, but there's always someone who's playing a victim who has to say it the loudest, who has to explain it to the people, who cannot keep their emotions in check. And you have to be mindful of people like that. You have to be mindful of what it looks like to deal with a solid person versus somebody who's miserable. Being a solid person is character building. When you're solid, you don't need proof to show that you've been solid. When you leave those who lack the capacity to handle the truth, they have so much to say. I don't participate in whole shit because ain't nothing ho-ish about me. But there are women and males with male parts that participate in whole shit. I don't have a show where I'm just like, okay, here's the drama today. Here's the tea. There's no tea. There's no drama. Because I don't participate in whole shit. But I will explain how you go about certain things with certain people. I will explain overall, because the people that listen to this pod are not dumb. The people who like to listen to She Gets a Pod are not dumb. You're well educated. You have common sense. You're okay to feel your emotions with people, friends, people you're in business with. Go ahead and process it. But lashing out on people and ruining the connections with other people because you lack emotional awareness, that's a you problem. And sometimes people make a you problem be a everybody problem. Sometimes people will kill a business partner that helps them in business because they don't want to condone whole shit. And they have to be okay with that. And they appear like they're not bothered. And they appear like, oh, I don't care about this. Oh, I don't care about that. But you do care. You do care. Psst. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me, hence Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. If I'm done with the situation, if I'm done with a relationship, if I'm done with a friendship, but yet my name keeps coming up in their mouth, that says more about them than it says about me. If the situation has gone and passed and you waited a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to bring it up because you needed to get it off, I'm happy that you got it off. I'm happy that you told your version of your story to make you look like the big person. I hope you feel great about yourself. I hope you feel that confidence that you exude for real when it's just you by yourself. Because we know you don't. We know people who come off a certain way on camera, on the internet, who don't really think that about themselves. We know you working on your own shit. And we also know you're bullshitting because you're hella emotional. And when people are hella emotional, you can always tell because they always got something miserable to say. Because if I did a survey of 50 friends that you've had for years and four fell off, but those four people didn't have anything good to say about you because you removed your energy, I'm not concerned about those four people. I'm more concerned about the 50 people that stuck around for the decades that stayed because that says more about your character. So when people leave you and you've been a good person, don't worry about it. When you walk away from people who are messy, who have no boundaries, who participate in whole shit, let them be on their whole shit. Let them be on their whole shit. Friendships can quickly stay out of nowhere, and friendships can quickly go. Some are long-lasting because they're honest and they require authentic people. All relationships are give and take. All relationships have waves of emotion, but you have to control those emotions out of respect of the person you say you value. But when people value themselves and choose selfishly to let their emotions dictate their moves, They put everything on the line. They put everybody on the line because they emotionally can't check themselves. And when you emotionally can't check yourself, you say stupid shit. When you emotionally can't check yourself, you say disrespectful shit to the wrong people, to people who've been good to you. And for me, you cannot have loyalty and disrespect in the same situation. That's oil and vinegar. That shit don't mix. Being loyal to anyone who's okay disrespecting you makes you a fool. And that's family, romantic, friendship, or in business. Be smarter with your energy. It is okay for you to gather your things and dip. It is okay for you not to have to explain the whys to people. Especially when somebody gave you a boundary and you hitting them up 3 days, 4 days later. I'm sorry, I just need to know X, Y, and you don't need to know shit. Sometimes you gotta be a man and back the fuck off. Sometimes your need to know more information ain't got shit to do with me. When you care about people, when you're mindful of your words, and you're emotionally aware, your emotions cannot overtake people you respect and you care for. When people set a boundary as a friend, and a few days later you're pushing for more details because you can't respect those boundaries, then you don't come off as a emotionally aware person. And for me, it's kind of like, before I have to believe what I'm thinking, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, I have to ask other people that I value and respect. Okay, here's what I'm dealing with. This is what I peep. Am I the crazy one? And if enough people that I value say that I am not the crazy one, that, yeah, this is coming off a bit strange, that this is person's a bit more pressed than it just being a friendship type thing, then I have to look at this a different way. I can no longer defend your bad behavior. And some people get so upset that you're not picking them with their bad behavior over somebody who has not been there as long as them. Some people believe that time overtakes their disrespect. Some people believe that because I've been here enough time, I should get an okay to say what I want, do what I want, and act as I want, and you have to be okay with it. Some people believe that I should be able to keep this friendship despite the bullshit that I did, the bullshit that I said, and we should be cool. Some people think that you're going to choose them and their bullshit over someone who's not disrespecting anything. And that's where you're wrong. And when you check people like that, they get upset. When you check people like that, they grab a mic and they spew their story. And I'm so happy that they get a space to spew their story so they can sound like the victim. Kudos to you. But you're not a victim because you're not telling the full truth. You're not telling the why somebody would react a certain way. You're not explaining what was said. But like I said, I don't do ho shit. So I don't get into ho shit. But there's a certain way when you have a friendship that you value, that you carry yourself. There's certain things you don't do. Okay? And there's some people who refuse to see that they are the common denominator in some shit. Yeah, you're a bottom. The common denominator in some shit. And that's the reason why people get up and go. That's the reason why people stop fucking with you. Because of the things you do and how you do it. Refusing to look inward and be better and improve yourself has you with less people around you. It is never always them. Sometimes you gotta look at yourself. Sometimes you have to question yourself. Okay? Because good people don't leave your life out of the blue that's been around for years. There are things that you're doing. There are ways in your habits that you've displayed. You do not have the capacity to keep them there with their value. And if you don't want to talk about that, then let's not talk about that. But if you want to tell a partial story to look like you're in the right, you have all the space to do so. Okay? I can't dictate what you say. I can't dictate what comes out your mouth. And I can't dictate who believes you. That's on them. But we know what it was. We know what was said. And I had to peep some things at a different angle with some people. There are some people that you value and you have great friendships with that'll lie straight to your face. But nobody wants to question that. Nobody wants to have a conversation about that. Because when people lie to keep people, it's always out of the convenience of them.
Personally, a friendship being over isn't necessarily a bad thing. Whether it's you and your girlfriends and y'all was friends in high school or college and now y'all grew in y'all own separate ways, or if you have male friends and you know, y'all were, you know, friends at a certain time.
She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. But that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun, you're missing people, and because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay, but some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, stop worrying, and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right.
Time, and then they grew in their own separate. It's not a bad thing. It's a real thing. But if there's no real value there, if somebody is not growing in the direction that you need them to grow in, fuck it. Fuck it. Any friendship that ends with me is based on the disrespect shown to me. Always. That's why I don't feel bad when they end. That's why I don't have nothing to grieve about a friendship ending with me if I had to leave that friendship alone. No one can tell me anything about someone I choose as a friend to make me switch up with that friend. But I'll always give you room to show me your ass. One time. Because one time is all I need. Some people need multiple moments of you acting a fool. I need one time for you to play with me. I need one time for you to disrespect me. So, wishing old friends the best after removing my energy and presence and effort, most of the time it creates tantrums. Because I too would be upset if I was in their shoes. I leave people with all the good I've done. All the moments I've shared with people. I find it funny how they're usually ones to tell the world this or that partially, but not share the truth about why that friendship ended. So let's think. A person would really have to be out of pocket for me to dead that friendship, right? Think about it. What are they not saying? What are they leaving out? What would make somebody that showed up for you in that way for so long choose to do otherwise? What would make them okay with dipping and leaving it alone and not saying anything and not being messy about it? But here you are being messy. When you're messy, your resources and your people will always be limited. When you're messy, you find common treatment from the people you're around because you don't change your ways. If people always come in your life and leave your life, there's something about you that makes people comfortable with leaving. That's how that works. That's how you need to look at. At some point, it's not them, it's you. I'm cool until I have to react to the action you chose to take with me. And then there's an issue. And then I'm the problem. And then I would switch up. And then you call me, oh, she's not loyal. She's not loyal because I'm not on your whole shit. She's not loyal because you're not allowing me to disrespect you. You thought it was cool to disrespect me and still keep the friendship cool. You thought I'm somebody where you want to do something behind somebody's back and I'm going to be okay with it. I don't do anything behind anybody's back. I'm very transparent with my why and what I don't want to do and what I do. There's nothing I need to hide from somebody to continue anything. And a lot of people feel like because they weren't told certain information, that certain information is what they think it is. Sometimes it's not your information to know. Sometimes it's not your business because it's not your place. But when people get out of place, they feel like everything about you is their business. Okay? It's energy. That's how energy works. This happened. This is the reaction. This is the result. It's science. Did you fail science? You'll always limit what people want to share with you running your mouth about half-truths. You'll always limit what people want to share with you when you're messy. You'll always limit people wanting you around when you're emotionally unaware. Okay? So yeah, I'm gonna allow people to think whatever they want to think. I'm gonna allow people to feel like they know what they know. Because I'm not into whole shit. I'm not here to sit on a mic and make everybody think one thing about somebody, make everybody think this about this, and let everybody know what's happening in my life because I don't know how to emotionally check myself. As a woman, I know how to emotionally check myself, but sometimes there are some men who play lady better than me. And they are not my competition. I'm gonna let you be a lady. Be a lady. Okay? There are some men, some males who run their mouth better than me.